Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Apobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. There is something I call the sole proprietorship syndrome. Sole proprietorship in itself is not bad, but the mindset behind being a sole proprietor has a capacity of killing your business even before it starts. You know, back then in school, colleges, and we're taught about sole proprietorship and how you take ownership of your business as an individual and stuff like that. Now, it's a good thing, it's amazing how we do that, but the truth is that being a sole proprietor doesn't mean you have to be all in all in all. The last time I checked, you know, the almighty. And so how do you get to run around and do everything about your business all by yourself? You're gonna run out of energy, you're gonna run out of creativity, you're gonna run out of time. You will not be able to meet up with a whole lot of things regarding your business. What I often tell my students on the mentorship is this: it's good you have a business you call your own and you're in charge of it, but we exist in a world system. We all need people. People. I cannot overemphasize this. If you're a sole proprietor and you own a business without a team, it's deadly, because sooner or later that business is going to fail. Now think of it like this. The day you don't come to work, you're not present in the office, what happens? All the contacts, your suppliers, your distributors, they're all in your phone. No other person has access to those individuals. So when something is out of stock, there's nobody in the organization that knows who to call to actually get that thing back in stock. Now, sole proprietorship is not all about that. Sole proprietorship simply means taking ownership, in my definition, just taking ownership and creating a system or a model that can accommodate others to help you achieve your goal. I think of sole proprietorship majorly from the concept of not really opening up and extending it to shareholders or stakeholders, because probably the company doesn't have the capacity yet to handle that. But it doesn't mean the company shouldn't have a structure to maintain flow. Doesn't mean the company shouldn't have order to maintain flow. Now, when this happens in your organization, you have just initiated a sole proprietorship syndrome, and this can actually destroy your business. Don't run your business on you and you alone. Get a team. Get people that you trust. You have to trust people. In business, you have to trust people. There's no way you're going to do business without people. Now, I come from a country, they call the country, third world country, Nigeria precisely. This is the kind of place where you start a business and you are everything about the business. People just resume work and they wait for you to give orders before they get anything done. Now, this kills creativity. This wears you out. You keep complaining day in and day out. And it's just going to be a matter of years before the business eventually fails. And this is something that you shouldn't opt for. However, when you start your business as a sole proprietor, the first thing you should think about is getting a team that you can trust and commit a certain amount of work into their hands to get it done. If you can't commit some work into the hands of people and they get it done, there's something wrong. As a sole proprietor, ensure you develop the habit of training people. Don't be scared about this. You know, I don't know how we think, however, but you know, when you get scared about training people to know what you know, you're actually killing the capacity of building a business that cannot leave you. Because I believe when I start a business, I should get to a point where I retire from my own business and people are running the business. I become a stakeholder. There's room to grow from being just a sole proprietor to a limited liability company. So create that system from the beginning. You should be able to create a system. Don't build your entire business around this mediocre mentality of, I have to be there. If I'm not there, this thing is going to go wrong. That thing is going to go wrong. This person cannot handle this. This person cannot handle this. No, it doesn't work that way. In business, you have to give people room to grow. You have to give people room to try things out. You have to give people room to flex their skills. Because if you don't do this, you would really not know the capacity of individuals you have in your control. Check out most of the big brands you see, Apple, Coca-Cola, and the rest of them. These companies are not what they are because the CEO or the founder knows everything. It is the quality of the people they've brought into the system, their skill, their expertise, that has brought the company to where it is. What is the essence of saying I have an idea of a mobile phone and you have no idea of how to create a circuit? But then there's someone who understands how to create a circuit. So it's your job to be creative. It's your job to have the vision. It's your job to know where the company is going to. And it's also your job to build a system and a team that can drive it there, not you being everything all around. So avoid the sole proprietorship syndrome. It is not an office. It is a mentality. And the mentality is what kills, not the office. Because the minute you start having that sole proprietorship mentality, it starts eating into your personality. And once that happens, people read people. Whoever you're working with is going to read it. I don't have a future in this company. I don't have a future in this brand. I don't have a future with this organization. So they're not going to work for you or work with you 100%. They're not going to give in their best because they can't even see a future with you in it. Everybody's looking for fulfillment. There's a theory, the Maslow hierarchy's theory. There's a level at which people grow in the hierarchy of needs. So everybody is seeking fulfillment. But if they cannot find it working with you, it becomes a problem. So if you don't work on this syndrome early enough, the mentality built into you, you're going to build a business that is all about you. The business is going to be all about you day in and day out. You receive all the calls, you receive all the emails, you receive all the messages, you talk to all the clients, you're going to burn out. So avoid the burnout. You have to avoid the burnout and take out time to ensure that you put your business in the right order. Put your business in the right order. Kill the sole proprietorship syndrome and ensure to build a business that is transgenerational. Don't forget, the goal is for you to create sustainable value. And value is not just in product or service. It is also in personality. And this personality is what is transferred across generations that makes every single generation understand the ideals of what the company is and should be. So take our time to work on this in your business to ensure sustainability.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Apobome Ejiro.